We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Today's Sunday session is all about things that are rare, Fat.
They're not rare. They're very far from rare.
They are, Jim. Spot on. And I'm going to tell you about the rarest thing in 10-pin bowling. And it happened this week.
I tell you what else is rare.
What?
When you get to speak to a legend like Peter Dacos. Pele Dacos is going to join us. And I tell you what, if that isn't rare, you cocking up the English language happens all the time. We'll hear some examples of that in the idiot song.
Well said, Jim. Plus, I'll tell you a very funny joke.
No, you won't. And next, we're doing a special investigation into Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, yes.
Who hasn't been sighted since he moved to the Cats.
I'll tell you what he is. He's rare.
They're not rare. They're very far from rare.
This is a Rush Hour special investigation.
Last week on the Rush Hour, Damo Barrett was in the studio and he asked Bill when the hell we're going to see Jeremy Cameron on the footy field.
Jeremy Cameron, when's he coming back, Bill?
Well, no, I think he's going okay. I think he's going okay.
Yeah. Look, I'm worried about him.
What do you mean going okay?
Given, Bill, that he had the soft tissue injury in the preseason and then did it again just before the start of the year, they have to be conservative. He won't be coming back anywhere
I think he'll be back soon.
How soon?
Well, how soon, Bill?
Maybe around 7 or 8.
Well, that's not soon.
7 or 8?
That's a month away.
Well, they've got to make sure he's right.
Well, that's not soon.
He's never done a hammy.
I didn't think he was going to be out till 7 or 8. I thought maybe 5 or 6.
I meant to say 5 or 6.
Hang on. What do you know?
I don't know.
You know there's cameras in this studio.
This week, Damo popped back into the studio and the questions got even deeper. Where is Jeremy Cameron? Is he even in Geelong?
Geez, Geelong. I was just thinking, I'd love to have some players back, which they'll get back this week.
They've got lots out, haven't they?
Well,
and
when you look at
players out.
And Parford going out before the game, Dangerfield, Cameron, Rowan, Radaglia. Just some of those would be handy.
Radaglia is yet to establish himself, isn't he? And he's been injured for a long time.
But Cameron, it'd be nice to help out Hawk up
You
forward.
Dropped a bombshell this time last week about Cameron. Is there any more updates on him, Bill?
No one's just seen him. I don't know what. I don't know if he's actually come from Sydney. No one has seen him. I don't know if he caught a bus or he's still fishing or whatever. But no one's actually seen him.
Laid eyes on him.
No.
So he won't be playing this week in your eyes?
He won't be playing this month.
What are you trying to say, Bill?
Is he really damaged it again that badly?
I don't know, but honestly, I don't think he'll play this month. What is it, April 12?
Well, hang on.
He won't play till May.
He won't play till round 9.
May Day. Stephen May Day.
What's going on?
What? I just haven't seen. I don't know what he's up to. Get in. You're the bloody journalist. You get down there and see what he is.
Is it possible that they haven't even recruited him? Is that what you're saying?
I think they gave away 3 players or picks or whatever and got back nothing.
And the player hasn't actually turned up.
I don't think he's turned up. Can you get a photo? Have you seen a photo of him?
Come to think of it, no.
Training? Have you seen him train or has he been out in the ground? Can you get down there with your photography?
Yeah.
Photography.
And get a photo of him, please.
Right, I'll get Michael Wilson, the best photographer in the game, to find him for us.
Can
in Geelong colours.
I saw him at the pub once. But he might have been just breezing through going to home.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Jim, this has gone viral. Across my desk
viral.
This morning. Viral, Jim.
Yes.
US Open semi-final in 10-pin bowling.
Ah.
The Ginger Assassin.
Ooh.
Okay, his name is Anthony Newer. Mm. We're going to call him Ginger. Became a cult hero overnight in one of the most difficult feat in bowling, Jim.
Which is what?
A 7-10 split.
Oh.
So one pin is on one side of the
alley,
and another pin's on the other side of the alley.
They had to clean up a couple of spares.
Actually, only bowling, you can hit one. That's it, right?
Yep.
But guess what?
What?
He has done the impossible and knocked them both over. Have a listen.
The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it.
Randy.
Mark goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet.
A 7-10, Jim.
Fat, I read that he hit it with such force,
yes,
one of the spears,
yeah,
that it flew into the back wall
and
then came back and knocked the other one over. Because when you told me about it, I'm thinking he must have nicked it so finely that it went sideways. And I think, well, you can't do that.
Or he did the Freddie Flintstone. The ball went in half.
Yeah, halfway down. I'm thinking neither of those are possible. How's he cleaned them both up, Bill?
Well, you have to bowl it. That's right. So hard, so quick that it bounces off and then comes back. And that's how you hit the 7-10 from downtown.
I'll tell you what, cleaning up the 7-10 is
what?
Rare.
Very.
They're not rare. They're very far from rare.
They are. They're rare. That's only the fourth time on TV history, Jim,
that's
the 7-10.
The ginger.
Well done to the ginger assassin there. I don't know if he went. I probably should read the story if he won. But
no, he didn't.
Oh, all right then, but it was a good effort. Well done, Ginger.
Walked away with a slice of history.
Yes, exactly.
The Ginger Assassin.
He twinkled toes up and the ball had split halfway.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And hit him.
How did they ever hit anything with those balls? They used to bobble around going down the lane, made of rocks.
We are joined by Football Royalty.
There's a reason our next guest was known as the Macedonian Marvel.
Attempt to the advantage of Dacos. The right foot snap. This is a...
There was nowhere on the footy field this bloke couldn't kick snags. Now, he enjoys watching his sons do the same thing.
Shot it, goal!
Ahead, look at Pete. Fist pumps all round.
Please welcome Collingwood legend Peter Dacos.
Yeah. The great Pele Dacos joins us. Dakes, welcome to you.
JB, Billy, thank you, boys, for having me on. What an introduction. Can you freshen it up? Jesus, that's all old stuff.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, Dakes. When it comes to you, it's timeless.
We haven't got any new stuff.
I tell you how good Dakes was,
how
Bill.
How good.
Back in the day, we're talking the early 90s. Yeah. You know, as a North supporter, as a Geelong player, we all hated Collingwood for good reasons.
Yeah, still do.
But, so I used to sit and watch him back in the back in Dakes' day. And I'd go, Jesus, I hate this mob, but Jesus, this bloke can play. He just turned it on week after week after week. And Dakes, my favourite were those one-step barrels you used to drop out at Waverley. It just went about 60 metres. You always had beautiful skill, and I love watching a young bloke who's also got beautiful skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's, sort of carving a bit of a niche for himself. And, no, he's got good touch and... you know, slowly coming on and sort of will get better with time, you know, as I say. So the more game time he gets, clearly you'd expect there's going to be, better to come.
Yeah, and a very proud dad. And it was great to see you the other night when he kicked that goal and you're up there with, I think it was Nick, your son, and you're high-fiving and you're punching the air and just having a frothy too, which was bloody good on you, Dakes. I think we can still do that in today's world. But you haven't had a chat to Sauce, have you? And just said, Sauce, when Jack kicks a goal, can you show a bit of interest, Sauce?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I did run into him a couple of weeks ago on the Sunday, and he just attributes my excitement to my background being Macedonian. He reckons we dance, so that's all we ever do. So I've got no doubt he was what you see on the outside is not what's going on the inside, and I'm sure Billy, as you know, with even Oscar at Geelong, I mean, yeah. And JB, with your kids, you get a buzz no matter what they're doing. So it was really good.
Oh no,
really
it's brilliant. Good. And we understand Nick's going to be a beauty too, so that'll be great. Two of them at Collingwood. Tell us about Nick, please, because we're all excited about what he's going to bring to the table. Is he a different type to Josh? What sort of footballer is Nick?
Oh look, no, he's got a good skill set. I mean, he's both sides of the body, so not unlike Josh. I mean, he's got a good tank, keeps his feet, he's clean. And, you know, he's tracking all right at the moment. And the other thing is, you know, I suppose if anything, they've got different temperaments. Nick's got a, Josh is probably a little bit more, you know, sort of, I wouldn't say an introvert on the ground, but Nick's a bit more outward. You give Nick a whack and he'll give you four, you know, like he's, I think they've both got great football temperaments. And I think above all else, I think he's... work ethic is along the lines of his brother. So, you know, they're not scared of a little bit of work and, and if anything, they've got a bit of patience. But, he's tracking pretty good, JB.
Great.
Is it true that your kids barrack for Carlton?
Oh, well, Billy, one of them.
How did that happen?
Exactly. And I was sort of preempting what you were going to sort of say. Look, in the end, when we were growing up with footy, we got one replay in World of Sport on the weekend, and you had to wait 5 days, to get some football replays. Whereas these days, kids make up their own mind. I mean, I barrack for South Melbourne. I always sort of tell this story. I barrack for South because, and they never won a game in the 70s. You know, Bobby Skilton was the captain, but unless I got in Dad's car, I wouldn't have got to have seen a VFL game. Mm. So, whereas these days, he got caught up in the emotion of Judd going to Carlton, and then we had our, not so like neighbours in the Sylvani sort of dragging him along to a game. And then, I thought Soss was trying to do the right thing by his footy education, but, he was frigging getting him Carlton jumpers and
stealing him
into the rooms and buttering him up,
1990 Premiership, of course, very, very famous at the Collingwood Football Club. And you were an amazing part of that, and you had some incredible players that played in that team. And do you sort of think back on it and do you think, how the hell did Craig Kelly ever get a game?
And that's the beauty of the game, isn't it? And I always tell the kids, there's a part of the game that you can make your own. In an ideal world, we'd love to be the best mark and kick the longest goal. You can either underpin your football by being the best tackler or spoiler.
So what was Ned?
Ned was just an agitator. he took him off their game. He was the one that sort of put your ice cream in the microwave. He was just bloody annoying. No, but everyone plays their role. And Ned, as much as we love and hate him, it was a big part of it. The big cement head, as we called him.
Yep. As we let you go, every single small forward, medium, big forward, they're all stolen. You're inside out, on the ground, banana.
Yep.
Do you look at it now and go, boys, I was doing that 30 years ago?
Well, yes, but let's face it, I mimic someone too. We all sort of, we take it and we make it our own, and we probably massage it a bit and we mold it into something more suiting of ourselves. So it's nice when you rate a mention. I know, JB, you throw it up now and then. I reach for the bloody extra, the stubby, and have another drink to celebrate.
I'm going to say this now because we've got lots of young people listening to this show.
Yes.
When you finish listening to this,
YouTube,
get your computer open, hit YouTube, go Peter Dacos, sit back and enjoy the 10 minutes you see, because this is as skilled a player as has ever played our game.
No doubt.
Dakes, you're a bloody star.
You're too kind.
Good luck with the kids.
Thanks for support, boys. Thank you.
All right. Didier Defile, we love.
Yes,
and we do. But we get so much material, we just don't have enough time to run them all. They go for about 9 to 10 minutes. So every now and then we say to Matty, can you compress it down into maybe a song?
Yes.
And he's brilliant at it now, man. Mm. So here is this week's version of Bill's Idiot Song.
Well, I think I've got a drinking problem, Jim. The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, here's the toast. No. Here's the bread. See what's happening in the Suez Canal? I get to know your name. Sewer Canal? Suez Canal?
Which one?
It is a Dale Thomas cop.
Well, what did you say?
A Dale Thomas cup. Swear ring. I am a all-star. During the week on Rush Hour's
Triple M's Rush Hour.
The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim,
what?
Worcestershire sauce. Big games tomorrow night also, or maybe Friday night. Which is tomorrow night. Regularly. An Indonesian fisherman. Star Trek, isn't it?
You know him.
Star Trek. Oh.
Oh, no.
Dead or alive, Jim.
I know who it is.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other person was all over it.
Remember those songs we used to do, Jim?
Oh, no.
They were terrible.
You were terrible.
You were so much out of the beat.
I was good. You were rubbish. But Bill, yes. What happens?
With what?
You.
When?
Then.
I don't know.
Nick Revolt is in the studio today.
718 goals, yep. Of course, five-time All-Australian. You, I reckon, would love to play footy right now with a stand on the mark rule. Oh, the leading lanes are back. You can hit up. And
well, I did listen to Cade Simpson earlier this week talking about if, you know, if anyone needs anyone, I'm ready. And I've been doing a bit of work for you. I actually have thought it every game this week. I'm sitting there and you're looking at it now and the key forwards are back.
They
Bill,
are.
Coming, leading hard at the footy like, you know, I used to do and down at Geelong, Gary Ablett used to do.
Oh, good, Nick.
Has
a change that much?
It's,
because it looked like it early, but then it's slowly come back a bit, maybe.
Have the coaches got a hold of it, we think?
Please,
righto. They got a hold of it?
Please,
so all of those little metrics that we like, so the ball movement from one end to the other and the ability to score when you go inside 50, they were all up.
Yep.
But week by week,
it's
like the share market's just taken a bit of a dive the last 4 weeks. And then stoppages have gone up, which is the one you don't want to go up. So maybe inclement weather over the weekend.
I was about to say, the games where it worried me was up on the Gold Coast, where it was very slippery and the ball spent the whole time on the ground. Ballarat, which they just cannot draw a good day up there. Yep. Even tried to bring it forward and it was no good. And I felt for them a bit. And then, of course, the G on Sunday, it was horrendous. So hopefully it is weather.
Yeah, I think it probably was, that exaggerated it a little bit on the weekend. But no doubt the coaches would have just looked at what the game was offering. And defensively they were getting sieved. So might have just pulled a few levers to slow it up a little bit.
Hey, Rui, I only knew this because we did it as part of the seven build-up to the last Richmond game in Adelaide. 2012 was Dustin Martin's first year as a player and Damien Hardwick's first year as a coach. It took them to round 10 that year to win a game.
Mm.
They'd lost nine straight.
Wow.
And I had completely forgotten that. And in the obviously ensuing 9 years, they won three premierships. Played in four straight prelims. So if you get it right, it can turn quicker than you think.
It can. It can change quick. Absolutely. And, I mean, let's not also forget, Dimmer was almost gone.
Yes.
He was very, very close to being out of that football club. And you just wonder if that decision had have been made, the personnel playing-wise would have still been pretty similar, you'd imagine, whether they would have been able to achieve what they have. So you're right. You've got to get a lot right, and you need a little bit of luck along the way. But football is designed now for clubs to be with free agency and with the draft and with trading picks and all of that sort of stuff. You can get back there quicker than I think you used to be able to.
All right, what about coaches? So I'm not suggesting that any of the 18 are in the gun or are going to leave, but just history tells us there's attrition among the 18 coaches.
Yep.
If your coach is leaving your club, I have a strong view that Ross Lyon and Brad Scott are the first two phone calls I'm making.
You're making the call.
Of course you are.
Absolutely.
But I don't get why we scrap heap these blokes who have proven with their numbers to be unbelievably successful at their job.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if it's just us in the media that and you know supporters and that have got maybe sour tastes in their mouths from previous experience that might scrap heap those sort of guys. But if you're doing your role properly as a football club, you are negligent in your duty if you don't contact those blokes.
Two examples of this for me, Rui. One is what's happening with Sydney now that Don Pike's got there and what's happening with Melbourne now that Mark Williams has gone there. It's just extraordinary that these blokes were sitting, well, one was sitting in the VFL and one was sitting not working anywhere.
Yep.
I mean, the acumen and the history of those two blokes in senior coaching roles in our competition would scream out that they would be a great addition.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, particularly now with the strain on football departments as well. So there are less, there's a narrower pool really, isn't there? Because we've got less jobs in footy. So are you better off taking the risk on an unknown or going somewhere where you know these guys have got proven results?
Hey, Tassie going to get a team and when?
We are very, very bullish about it, Bill.
Jeez, your premier's got plenty to say.
He's been banging the desk, Bill.
I
love it. Standing up for the people of Tasmania. And also the appointment of Colin Carter, one of your boys. He's really now charged with overseeing that
Guess
that
who was in his ear last weekend at the Geelong President's Lunch?
Oh.
Brother Blair.
Oh, Brother Blair.
And we'd had a couple. Guess who we went straight over to poor old Colin Carter and had a good chat to him about it.
Jeffrey.
Oh, no.
No, no, Blair, my brother, because he lives in Hobart.
Jeff Kennett's a bit, he's no good on the idea, is he?
Well, we didn't discuss it with him. It was just me, Colin, Blair
Imagine Colin Carter. I think he's on the global board of Credit Suisse or you know, one of those sort
he's
of Merrill Lynch, Lindlease. And up comes Blair Brattles. Yeah.
I said, don't say your surname, just say you're Blair from Hobart.
Blair B.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Who we got playing, Pat?
Well, we got the magnificent Dave from a place that you know well, Officer.
Got lost in Officer.
Yeah, you missed the turn off. Mm-hmm. G'day, Dave.
How you going?
Good. You're barrack for the Cats?
Mighty Cats, mate. They're only just going at the moment,
yeah,
though.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But they need a nice win this week against Jim's Mob down at GMHBA.
Yeah, you'd hope so. You'd think they'd get over them.
All right. Just be nice and quiet, Dave. Otherwise, we might just hang up on you. We've got the big O.
We got the big
from
O.
From Mount Martha. Hello, Oski.
G'day, gents.
All right. You're going by the name Big O, all right?
Terrific. Sounds good.
All right. We need to get you somewhere in a better reception. Have you got many bars on your phone?
Yeah.
That's better.
It's a mixed bag this week, boys. So five questions. First one to get three.
Scream Dave out. Scream the Big O out.
Big O. Righto. Number one, what unusual injury has sidelined Crows captain Rory Sloane?
The Big O.
The Big O.
And I'm not taking eye injury, okay?
Disattached retina.
Oh, well done. Big O. It's the scoreboard.
It would have been easy to say eye injury, Jim. So well done to you.
Gave it away.
Yeah, he did. You sort of
okay. Which two teams are playing in the AFLW Grand Final this Saturday?
Dave.
Dave.
Adelaide, Brisbane.
Well done.
Nicely done. One apiece.
You know, Adelaide,
ring-a-ding ding.
Adelaide have won two premierships. Brisbane have been the runners up twice.
Mm, thank you, Bill.
You didn't know that.
I knew Adelaide had won too.
But you'll use that somewhere in your little weekend stuff. Question three. Name the three AFL teams who haven't lost a game so far.
Dave. Be the Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And the Swans.
Well done, Davey, the Cat supporter.
Thinking it through.
Down there at how's Officer, all right?
Oh, it's a shithole, mate.
So, Dave, it's not a great joint, Officer. I got lost there. I took the wrong turn. It took me about half an hour to get out of there.
Yeah, mate. If you miss the traffic window, you're gone. You might as well turn around
and go home. It's a shithole.
I wouldn't have quite put it that harshly, but anyway. All right.
Number four is an audio question now. Who kicked this goal?
Oh. 112 kilos. A big blow.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, you can win.
Is that Billy Brownless?
Oh, no.
I'm giving him credit.
Big O.
Big O thinks it's funny. No, that's actually nice and crisp, but it wasn't.
No. Anthony Hudson was commentating there, Big O. Do you want to have a guess?
Plugger?
No. Sean Darcy on the weekend when Hutto.
112 kilos.
Number five, which AFL captain, boys, kicked 6 points on the weekend?
Dave.
That'd be Fifey.
Fifey.
A pretty comprehensive victory
well
for
done.
Dave.
Well done, boys. That's a good quiz, Jim.
That was a crisp, like, it sort of gathered a bit of momentum,
one. It did, yeah. See, I can run them.
Yeah, better.
Better. Well done, Bill.
You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The CEO of IKEA has just been elected Prime Minister of Sweden.
Really?
This is true.
Sweden.
Yeah, Prime Minister he is. So he should have his cabinet together by the end of the weekend.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That joke's so bad, we're not going with plastic. Because it's referencing Sweden.
Sweden, what are we going with?
Well,
Moot.
Fingers me home, daddy who, can I say do? Yee, burst beer, horn, beer, steer.
Moot.
Sweden.
He should have his cabinet ready.
Yeah, should have his cabinet ready.
Right.
I bet you there's a bolt missing.
By the weekend.
There'll be a bolt missing or something, Jim.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app.
I feel good.